take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Thanks, of course, the Time Out Bookstore, and good morning to you, Jenna. Now, you've come in hot off a Sunday at Time Out Bookstore.
I did. I'm doing Sundays in March, and I'm bloody loving it.
What's Sunday evening like? It must be, life in a bookstore on a Sunday night, it must be some interesting people coming through the door on a Sunday.
The pace is so different. And what happens is you have people strolling in all day, and then there's this big gap where no one comes in. But I get lots of admin done, which I love. And then at like 8:30, they all start streaming in again after their various Sunday evening activities.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of hospo spots on the corner where you guys are. So I'm assuming you probably get a few people who have had like a bit of a cafe or a dinner or a bit of a pub, and then like, I need that book.
Exactly. That's why our late nights work the 9 till 9 p.m. because there's so many cafes and bars in the village.
Spots.
It's quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Now, so nice change of pace.
You're saying that it is such a busy couple of weeks as far as literature goes and stuff that you've actually got, rather than doing one this morning, you're going to do a bunch of books.
I'm going to do just straight up book news. We had a huge week last week of book news. So first I'll talk about the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards, which the shortlist got announced last week. Then I'm going to talk about the Auckland Writers Festival program, which is launching on Wednesday. And then also the Women's Prize, which was, the long list was announced last week, which includes a debut New Zealand author. So are you ready for it?
I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready. Take notes. Are you saying get a pen and paper out so you can jot down some recommends?
Definitely. Okay. And so the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards, the shortlist was announced. This is going to be announced on the 14th of May. We have four categories: fiction, general nonfiction, and illustrated nonfiction, and poetry. We have a few books that we reviewed that turned up on the shortlist that we've reviewed previously on BFM, and we're three former winners of the prize. So the fiction prize is probably has the biggest cash injection for the winner, so it's quite a hotly contended and watched shortlist. So we have Delirious by Damien Wilkins. That was the book that I reviewed where I got cut off because the phone rang. A few months ago, we have The Myers by Tina Makariti, which I'm pretty sure I've reviewed on BFM, At the Grand Glacier Hotel by Lawrence Fernley, and a collection of short stories, Pretty Ugly by Kirsty Gunn. So we have some really established New Zealand authors on this, quite strong female characters in all of these books, and I would say deceptively simple narratives where they're quite straightforward narratives, but a lot's going on. I think it's a really great prize to watch, and you just never know what's going to happen. And an interesting thing in the general nonfiction category is it's all creative nonfiction in the shortlist, so I think that's an interesting thing to watch as well. But you can come to the ceremony. It's on the 14th of May. It's at the start of the Auckland Writers Festival. It's such a good night out because all the shortlisted authors will read from their books at the ceremony. Now I'll talk about Auckland Writers Festival. So obviously I can't tell you everything that's in the program. I can tell you because of my role on the Auckland Writers Festival board, I've seen it and know what's in it, so I know people are going to be excited. But we have five early release authors that are coming, so I can tell you about them. So the Auckland Writers Festival is in May, around the time of the Ockhams, and Gavin Bishop, who's a New Zealand children's author, he's been announced as the 2025 honoured writer this year, so that he'll give a special speech. And we have four international authors announced. So Kayleen Bradley, who's a debut author who wrote a book called The Ministry of Time. Asako Yuzuki, who is a Japanese author who's written this quite word-of-mouth thriller called Butter. A Dutch author named Yael van der Walden, who wrote a shortlisted book called The Safe Keep, which I reviewed on BFM, which is so fantastic. And then Ben McIntyre, who's a Times columnist who writes a lot of war nonfiction. So keep an eye on the internet on around lunchtime on Wednesday, and that's when the program will be announced. And then the physical programs will be in the shop a couple of days afterwards.
I was just looking at the Ministry of Time. I was like, wow, that's a great name for a book. Sounds like something right up my alley. So I just had to do a quick Google.
The Ministry of Time is a really interesting concept. And it's like a hard one to describe to people, but you have a world, a near future world, where there is a Ministry of Time in the British government, mm-hmm. and they have taken 5 people from the past and brought them into the future,
yes.
and they were going to die anyway, so it doesn't affect
the timelines.
Your timelines.
Yes.
So that's convenient. And so the main character is unnamed, and she's called a bridge, and her job is to, she works for the ministry, and she has to look after one of these 5 people, mm-hmm. who is a man from Shackleton's, he's a Shackleton's, yes. explorer.
Okay.
And so he's never even heard recorded music before.
Yeah.
So it's like time travel, but romance, but a political thriller, because it's the Ministry of Time, actually good. It's a really great and interesting
read. Sounds good.
But so then this is a great segue into the Women's Prize long list, so Fiction Prize long list, because the Ministry of Time has just been longlisted for the Women's Prize and also the Safe Keep. So we go at the Writers Festival, we're going to see 2 of those authors.
That's cool.
On there. We have some other books that I've reviewed on BFM, me and Suri, like All Fours by Miranda July, Tell Me Everything by Elizabeth Strout, Dream Count by Chimamanda Adichie. So they're quite expected long listies. But really great news is we have Armour by Sarade De Silva, who I think has had something to do with BFM along the way in the past, and she's a journalist and a writer, and her debut novel has made it onto the women's long list, which is huge news, published by Moa Press. This is a wonderful debut. This was also long listed for the Ockham Book Awards. I am hotly pick it for the best first book award, and she studied at Auckland University and did her creative writing masters, and this is what Armour was a part of. This, so it's about three characters: Annie, who was born in 1990, Siddhartha, who was born in 1969, and Josephina, who was born in 1941. Annie's in London, Siddhartha's in Invercargill, and Josephina is in Singapore. And it's about generational change with women. Siddhartha is come from to Invercargill as an immigrant. Their family's Sri Lankan, so it's like Invercargill in the 80s as an immigrant, as you can imagine. There's like a bit of New Zealand in it. The great hotspots of Invercargill, Hamilton, and Christchurch feature in it, and it's a really visceral and lush written story that has a great, like, there's something that happens right in the beginning, because you start reading it and you think, oh yeah, this is it's going along, and then there's this intense incident which sets up the trajectory of the rest of the lives of the women in the book. So I would really recommend getting your hands on Armour. As soon as this was announced, we sold all of our copies, but we've got more coming in the next few weeks, so put your name against it. So I understand I've just thrown lots of names at you guys, but we will list them all for you, because it's just such an exciting book news time. I couldn't handle it last week. We had so many hot takes.
Jenna, someone's saying Ministry of Time was their favourite book of last year on the text
machine.
Really?
Oh, that's loved it. Awesome. Well, you'll be excited. You can see them at the Auckland Writers Festival.
And someone was wondering if it was you that recommended Juice at Christmas.
I did. It was me or Suri, I think. Juice is great. What did they say?
They're saying there, I'm halfway through. Started reading it on Saturday while camping. Thanks for the excellent suggestions.
Aw, that's so kind. Thanks, guys. I love this live feedback.
Yeah.
Don't tell me anything bad.
Well, someone else is saying, so glad the last national government sold the power companies, and a red angry face emoji.
Okay, that has nothing to do with
me. That was the news.
But yeah, just keep your eye on the socials over the next few weeks, and I really recommend making the most of these amazing book events that are coming with both international authors and some of our great own authors as well.
Excellent.
Love to champion this stuff.
Jenna from Time Out Bookstore, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see you soon.
That was Loose Reads.